This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Hey, I'm going to be at 99 Hops House on Sunday from 12 to 4. If you want to come by and say hello, we're going to be watching the Cardinal game and we're going to be watching the Missouri Valley Conference Championship game. 99 Hops House is the place where they have 99 different beers to choose from. Great appetizers. Absolutely love going there. Love to do a little people watching. And if you get a chance, come on by, say hello. Hollywood Casino, one of my favorite places in St. Louis. Bomberito is where we have a car. In fact, John's goal is real simple. He wants to have one Bomberito car in every driveway or every garage. It's family-owned and operated. Frank started it. John runs it. It is a great family operation. They offer that exclusive 10-year, 200,000-mile nationwide warranty. The best back cars in America are from Bomberito. 16 service centers, 20 locations, 9 pre-owned car locations. They have it all with the Bomberito Automotive Group.
Fred Bomberito, is it? I think the dad is Fred Bomberito. All right, so Alex Trebek is going through a serious deal, battling pancreatic cancer, made that announcement on Twitter the other day. And somebody, in honor of Alex, said, here you go, the best moments of him correcting people getting sports questions wrong, because I think a lot of the folks on, let's just be honest, right? A lot of the folks that are on Jeopardy may not be huge sports fans, it seems.
No, they probably study more important things.
Correct. They're far too intelligent to actually know the answer to a lot of sports questions. But Alex can be, God bless him, thoughts and prayers, can be a little condescending. So here now, a compilation from our guy, BMAC0057, of the best Alex moment.
I had to correct you at 0507.
Oh, 050, in case you're looking for it.
Choice, do or don't name this play in which the quarterback runs the ball and can choose to pitch it to another back.
Nope.
It's an option play. Ryan?
Football 400.
I can tell you guys are big football fans. Tom Landry perfected the shotgun formation with this team.
Oh, my goodness. Holy cow.
Dallas Cowboys. Do you think we should go to commercial?
I'm taking on a 600.
Okay, by signaling for one of these, a returner can reel in a kick without fear of getting tackled. Fair catch. Two clues left, Ryan.
800.
These penalties are simultaneous violations by the offense and defense that cancel each other out. And they are called offsetting penalties. Let's look at the $1,000 clue, just for the fun of it. Hear me?
As Minneapolis's U.S. Bank Stadium prepares to host Super Bowl 52, I'm looking at the Ring of Honor with names from this defensive line that took the Vikings to 4 Super Bowls.
Ooh. If you guys ring in and get this one, I will die. Who are the purple people eaters? We're going to take a break. I have to talk to them.
And that's not an SNL skit, but it feels like it.
People make fun of that, but if I watch Jeopardy, that's the only category I'm getting right.
Correct.
The other ones.
And that's when you feel superior. You're watching Jeopardy like, hey, it's the Cowboys, you idiot.
When the topic is like 19th century literature, I'm quiet.
Right. Those folks there are probably blazing through the physics category.
Yes.
We're here to mock the fact they don't know what
a fair catch
is. You
don't know who Tom Landry coached, you idiot.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
It was alarming.
They mentioned Minneapolis in that, or Minnesota. Have you heard, by the way, of the Final Four, that they have had to put up $6 million worth of drapes because the whole building is all like glass, and it affects the shooting of the players? And because they don't play basketball games in there normally.
Maybe Virginia will be in there, and then it won't matter.
But, boy, I wish I was a drapery guy in Minneapolis.
$6 million account.
That's unbelievable.
Do you believe, and I guess it's been proven, that the big dome vacuous buildings aren't hard to shoot in?
I don't think that has been proven.
It's not proven? That's a myth?
I think it's a myth.
Let's go to Mythbusters or Snopes and figure that out. It does feel that way sometimes, doesn't it?
Well, that was certainly the thought for a while, but I just can't
It's still just staring at the basket.
There's a rim. It's 10 feet. Yeah, I mean,
they pick and choose what games. If like college teams just sometimes don't shoot the ball well in general. But like Villanova had no problem against Kansas shooting in a giant football dome when they put up like 90 points in their Final Four game against the Jayhawks.
I think when the Final Four is at the Edward Jones Dome, we were on the court at one point. I had a little trouble shooting, Frank. I really did. It was a little bit
I think Rennie shot that day, and that was we aired some of those bricks. Yeah.
I thought it was the building. I got to be honest with you. I was at West Pine, I would have been knocking them down. But that dome, that vibe in there, it's a little big.
A few terrible shooting performances led many to speculate that the dome setup was a major factor. But according to research from it's an Italian fella, Greg Guglielmo, that's a myth. Taking into account how teams shoot during the regular season and the quality of the teams they face in the Final Four, the effect of the dome is negligible.
I would agree with that.
I would too, actually.
So either you can shoot or you can't.
Absolutely. Yeah. You think Irwin Claggett is not going to be able to make great shots at the dome?
Martin tried to blame the dome. And we're just
shooting. My personal experience came into play here. There's no doubt.
On the flip side, Sports Jeopardy is a great show.
That's Dan Patrick, isn't it?
Is it still? I feel like he's been scaling back on everything, but I feel like that recently went to somebody else, but I'm not positive. Fred?
So Brian, how are you going to feel if Virginia, and many people picking them to get there?
They're just boring. I always pick them to lose as early as possible, which last year I was still wrong. I had them losing in the second round. Even I thought they are good enough to beat a 16 seed, which they weren't. They lost by 20, by the way. They're not fun. Like every sport, you just have teams that aren't enjoyable to watch. And to me,
but that stat about points per possession is really high for them.
But when you limit possessions, of course it's going to be high.
When they come down the court, their points per possession is like some of the highest.
Their offense limits the number of possessions, though. So, like, of course it's going to be high when you're going to just try to play a style that means you're not getting a lot of possessions over the course of a game. Wisconsin, under Bo Ryan, was the same deal. Points per possession was always high, but their style sucked and was not fun. It was not appealing to the eye, and that's why he had to quit like a loser after losing to Marquette.
You don't appreciate the art of the pass?
No, I appreciate athleticism.
You need to Google the four corners. Frank, how brutal was that?
Yeah,
a team would
Dean
be up
Smith.
By 6-8 points, and they go, you know what, we'll just hold on to the ball. Didn't that single-handedly create the shot clock? I mean, the fact that North Carolina
and
would
it was
just
Phil Ford in the middle. That's how they did it. And in fact, locally, we had a great player at the Cement named Mark Alcorn, and Grauer did that with him a little bit. And Grauer, remember he told us that one day, were you here, Brian? When he said, we won a game against Assumption. It was like early on in DeSmet's existence, and they didn't have players, and they played Rick Suttle, 6'11", All-American, and Grauer held the ball and won it 13-12.
This is why Grauer is still against instituting a shot clock in high school.
I'm so in favor of that. Yeah.
We need highlights, folks.
Yes.
We cannot have you dribbling around. Let's go here.
Floyd Irons kind of protested, and I did not make this statement. A basketball observer, a friend of mine, said that he thinks Jerry Collins is the best point guard in 30 years. I do think he's like one of the greatest passers I've ever seen. And then Floyd texted Tuna a list of guards who were better, but point guards. Joel Shelton was not a point guard. Remember him, Martin?
Great shooter.
Timeline, and he'd knock down 35-footers.
Smooth as anybody.
And our older PHL fans remember Percy Wells. He'd never passed the ball in his life. He scored 35. He was unbelievable. But
who would be
points,
a top of your, like Pee-wee Leonard was a true point.
And Ryan Robertson is the best. But there's the list. It wouldn't take long to call
Floyd,
the here.
And maybe Floyd's listening down in Springfield over the web and on the app. It's not the best guard. It's specific to point guard.
Yes.
And passing the ball, which SLU desperately need. And next year, Jordan Goodwin doesn't have to run the point. That should free him up a ton to be more of a dynamic scorer.
Yeah, he's a two guard from the day Yuri walks on that campus. So I tell you, Vishon plays a team today. I think it's Springfield Catholic, who's like 29-3. But I just can't picture. They're in Class 3. How could a Class 3 team compete with that juggernaut, the Wolverines? They're unbelievable.
Don't you think Vishon would win Class 5?
Absolutely.
If they were in class five this year.
They would beat St. Mary's, or they would beat the Francis Howells, I think. That Francis Howell game is going to be good. They play McClure North in the quarterfinals on Saturday. That may be the best game Saturday.
Your guy Kurt Jacob was at McClure for a long time?
Yeah. He's just a great coach. You know, Martin, if you ever go to watch one of his teams play, Kurt has the best on-court demeanor of any high school coach I've ever seen. He doesn't scream at players much and scream at officials. You know, he's got good teams, so you tend to scream less when you have that. But he's always like that. So it's just
shout
great to see him.
Bob McCormick out of nowhere. Hopefully Bob is not listening. That's it. Your date at Bonanza has been canceled.
Yeah. Well, when you're coaching those Priory kids, you got to get on them, you know? And, boy, what a season he had. They won the Metro Catholic. They won 17 or 18 games with that squad.
The coveted hour is on deck, Frank. We got a lot to get to. Charlie's got some hot takes. He would like us to cue up some audio.
I couldn't
find it. It's audio of himself saying yesterday that the Blues were going to blow out the Kings.
Really?
He's hashtag
spiking the ball.
Hashtag hockey guy. That's how he sent us the text.
All right, for all of your eye care needs, see Dr. Michael Jones, Quantum Vision Centers, 866-260-EYES. Dr. Jones, longtime friend of the show. He's the best at what he does. Get the LASIK surgery, get it done. Glasses, contacts, forever gone. 866-260-DR-MICHAEL-JONES. I'm headed to watch my friend Porter Moser and Loyola at the Valley. We'll take a break. We'll be right back.